Well, Oisin, I have to say this has been a fairly interesting hour for you. Sum up your emotions of just now. Here you are winning the coronation. Thought you'd won the one before, but lost in the Stewards. I mean, that is a strange hour, isn't it?
Welcome to horse racing, and I suppose that's what makes it so exciting. I'm very disappointed for the connections of Dragon Simba, Archie Watson and his team, and Mr. Kubota. I think there was a massive Japanese interest, and unfortunately, the horse finished the race in front, but it wasn't meant to be. And thankfully, we could make amends here. Brilliant for Andrew Boulding and Parkhouse Stables. Three Royal Ascot winners for them. I'm over the moon for them.
And this horse had obviously run in the 1,000 guineas, finished fifth, but clearly probably didn't quite get it right that day. But today, when you saw the rain and everything, did that feel that it was going to be right for your horse in this race?
Well, Andrew is very good to me. He never ties me down to instructions, and I would have been happy to lead today. My only thought process was do not touch her mouth. And I felt if she relaxed, she would win. Thankfully, she had a good trip and the horse was fantastic.
And actually came away well, got really well through the ground as well.
Yeah, she was very well bought by David Bowe, Mr. Smith's racing manager. She was cheap and now she's very valuable. Over the moon for them.
And just going back to the Commonwealth, I mean, when you felt yourself going over, can you see why the result has been turned over? If you look at it, what's your feeling about that decision?
It doesn't really matter what I feel. The Stewards felt Campanelle deserved the race, and thrilled for Wesley Ward. He brought over a huge team. You know, in Frankie's own words, Dragon Simba was the best horse in the race. So does anyone else need an opinion? I don't think so.